In the corner of this dark living room, Taylor Jordan plays his new music. Video Synthesis, created by his mathematician friend, is streaming to the sound on the ceiling. It is the part-time musician's first time playing solo live.
I was really nervous, but when the music started, and I think it's a great opportunity to get more people interested in my music, and really just kind of the exposure is great. It's a great little salon, and it is a great place to get exposure.
Little Salon is a series of gatherings that invigorate the popular art scene in the nation's capital. The monthly house parties offer a good mix of music, art, poetry, performing arts, storytelling, and anything that is creative. Chris Mayer, whose day job is creative director at an advertising agency, started the salon a year and a half ago.
I wanted to find an event and a way to sort of put all these different arts into conversation with each other, and to do it in a way that was accessible and available to everybody.
Mayer says the goal is to highlight local talent.
Quality is honestly the only criteria, so we look for people who are at the top of their game in their craft. But by and large, we're trying to celebrate the creative people in the city.
After 10 minutes of their performance, the featured artists have an opportunity to field questions from the packed audience, who are mostly between the ages of 25 and 40.
I love it. I think it's a wonderful way to be exposed to artists of all types that I wouldn't ordinarily happen upon in D.C.
Mayer says 60 people came to the first Little Salon, and the number has kept growing, now to 100. It also hasn't been difficult to find volunteers willing to open their homes to that many strangers.
I don't have a lot of finances to offer, but being able to give my space for the evening, I hope, supports new artists.
The night is winding down, but people still linger inside or on the back porch, often making new friends.
Because it really is about community building. Community building around creative arts and sort of opening up people's imagination.
Mayer hopes his idea to share creative culture can and will catch on in other cities. For producer June So, I'm Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.